can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to We're Not Therapists,
But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone. Now, let's start the timer. Jay, how do you feel today?
For those of you listening to last week's episode that remembered that I poured in a lot of red pepper flakes into my sauce, just taste test it. It's fine. So really, I'm great.
I legit thought you were going to be like, oh, it's too spicy. My booty hole.
It's too spicy for the pepper. No, it seems really good so far. Added a little more wine.
As you should.
As you should. I don't know why I haven't ordered the whole box. But yeah, I have my water boiling for my pasta for way too long because I need to let this simmer for a bit. So,
well,
anyways, Anthony, how are you?
Oh, I'm just as angry as I was last week. Actually, slightly less. That first session really helped.
Oh, well, that's good shit. I just took a bite and that was delicious. I'm happy with that. Okay.
Nice. I'm glad you care so much about how I am.
Now we'll see how it simmers for 30 minutes.
Didn't even hear what I said.
Yeah, I know. I was really focused on me because I'm selfish.
I know. This is why, listeners, just a friendly reminder that we are not therapists. So.
Oh, yeah. We're not therapists at all. I don't know if you knew that, but the name really tells you.
Really puts it in there. So, you know, the part where we say we're not therapists, that's the part to remember here. Don't expect that.
That is a little bit, I'd say, a priority piece of this. All right. We're going to cover that. Let us simmer. I'm going to stir it some.
Nice.
That spaghetti is going to be delicioso.
Oh, my God.
Your dog.
Joe just got home a minute ago, and I guess he brought Finster a toy.
Oh.
And gave it to him while we were recording. Asshole. Like, he's in there going nuts for fucking donuts, presently.
Well, speaking I love of it, pasta, though. It's kind of cute.
Well, it is. He's a cute dog, but... It's also like, hey, calm the fuck down.
Hey, will you lay off, bitch?
Could you possibly not do that?
I'm going to probably under simmer this just a tiny bit so I can possibly serve it right at the end of the show.
Nice.
I mean, guilty, but oh well.
Well, I'm prepping I've prepped a few things for regular salads to have for lunch this week. And so I figure I'll use these last two cucumbers just to chop up and put in salads because I've got two jars of pickles, which is one more jar than I expect to have. Probably could have had a third one if I wanted to turn these into pickles, but I think I just want some fresh cucumbers from the garden.
There you go.
Yeah. Things white people say.
Things white people say. .com.
Um,
sorry, I just dumped this pasta in there and I thought of that video of that guy being like, one time my friend and I were collecting a whole bunch of money and his dad stole it for heroin or something like that.
God.
Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. It's a video of a guy. It seems like it's kind of his own little like chef show. Definitely not like as big as Martha Stewart or anything, but he like throws pasta in the bowl and he's like, sometimes you just have to wait a little bit. And then he goes down a story. How him as a kid, him and his friend were collecting money and then his dad or brother, somebody stole it for drugs.
I've got a friend who told me the story about having to bail his parents out of jail on meth charges. And I was like, what? When he was 17, Jay.
Oh God.
He had to like go around and ask people for money.
I need to. Oh, that's so sad. I feel isn't bad that insane? That goes for that.
He's come out of it fine. So
it's that situation where I bitch about my family and how deluded they are. I don't know in society, but then it's moments like that where I'm like, okay, well, I'm thankful we weren't that.
Yeah, we were hyper-religious, and I think that's almost as bad in some way.
I was like, we were hyper-religious, and I think that's its own, it's just, its own kind of ways. Terrible way, but yeah. Still.
Like, I didn't have to ever bail my parents out of jail, but, like, should I have tried to bail them out of church? Probably.
You should have gone to round raise money.
A fundraiser.
Oh, but did it an offering tray? I'm trying to raise like, money to help my parents.
I'm trying to deprogram my parents.
I need to stipend you.
God. Well, this went faster than I thought it would as far as like the slow prep work that I was doing. So yeah. I'm going to make some mac and cheese with some cheese whiz that we have. Yeah. We have a little hamburger place that is called Effingham Burgers. And their motto is, come get yourself an effing hamburger.
I'm really disappointed that whatever you were making, oh, your pickles and all that you were making last, that you didn't just sit there and slice one thing at a time super slowly.
I was trying really hard, but apparently I can't do that like you can.
Well, you just really got to work on it.
I don't know if that's an executive function thing or not, but I... Jesus.
I just... Not to Which, brag, way, but I'm really great.
By the way, listeners, this is the pickles in question. This is how they turn. Oh, I'm going the wrong way. Yeah, good size.
Do you add anything in there to like make them, give them, like, you know how sometimes there's hot sauce and all in them?
So normally what I would do if I had everything that I wanted, I would add jalapeno and habanero to it, like one jalapeno and one habanero and some sliced garlic, but I am presently out of all three. So these are 4% salinity with 2 cups of liquid. 1/4 of that is white vinegar with dill, peppercorn seeds, and what else did I put in there? Celery seeds.
Nice.
Yeah.
That does sound delicious.
So, yeah, they'll be good. They're just going to take like a solid week to 10 days to actually be ready.
So after the 4th of July.
Yep. Yeah. Sadly, I should have made them sooner, but then I wouldn't have had anything to make for this podcast.
Ooh, one time I'll have to make my homemade hamburger buns. I'll have to do like hamburgers on air once with my homemade hamburger buns because they don't take long to make at all.
I feel like I asked you for this recipe and you probably sent it to me at some point, but you should do that
again.
Yeah,
you did it once because you struggled with them. I think you.
Oh, I broke it. That's right. I remember.
An issue with them coming out.
I did. They came out like I did it wrong, but I was probably not as good at baking as I am now. So I'd like another shot at it because I have improved. Oh, what am I doing here? I was like, why is this water taking so long to boil? It's not a big pot. It's because I had it on medium.
Whoopsie poopsie.
Super talented. Also, all these craisins. This is the Costco-sized bag of craisins. Let's snack on these.
Oh, my gosh. You're crazy.
I've been craving my craisins. But, no, I feel like carrying on our conversation from last episode, you know, I think it is a struggle to live in a country with the promise of freedom and democracy that you just watch and objectively see that those two things aren't really true. And
in my head,
that bothers me.
I think it's more the realization that that's what we were told being raised, and that that's what this country is all about. And we're finally at the understanding and the age to be like, wait a minute, that's not what's happening here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I just, like, I don't know. I'm trying to get myself to the point where I can understand that and accept that, and then also accept that I can do what I can do. Like, I can't control other people. I can't control the way they think. I can't control the way they feel. So what can I control?
I need you to know, I'm not condoning this, although I'm also not saying that anybody who suffers this is an issue, because I'm sure I suffer it. I read a statistic yesterday or today that basically said higher IQ people are much easier to suffer from alcoholism, because it seems that they're using it as kind of a source to escape, like, the understanding of the reality of what they're dealing with.
Which explains a lot about my drinking habits.
I know. I was like, it explains a lot after I, like, opened up my mind and became more real in the world. I was like, huh, how do I wash this away?
Well, the answer is right there.
How do I make this fantastic? You mean I can do more than cook with this boxed wine I purchased?
You mean they sell it in boxes?
Also, it's a mini box. I bought a mini box of this to use because I didn't want a full red.
That's cute. I like those little boxes. We have a friend who, when he comes and hangs out, he brings like two or three of those for his sipping boxes.
just for a light sip.
Well, because he'll come over for like the full weekend, and so he'll have like a couple of them and just sip on them.
I mean, that's
smart. Honestly, yeah, I think I want to start doing more wine instead of any sort of like liquor whenever we have hangouts.
I barely ever drink, excuse me, liquor at the house. That's dangerous for me.
Well, I think this is one of those things where I'm like, you know, I think that's probably, it'll be easier on me because I could sip on it. And I like the taste of wine quite a lot.
Oh, I love it. Why do you think I always buy a full box and then leave it at your house for you?
Which, thank you. It does get drank eventually.
I was like, it's like my gift for letting me come visit. I drink it a little bit. You get to keep it.
That's, everybody does that at our house, because we currently have like an unfinished, like, 1/3 of a bottle of wine from a friend who was over here like a few weeks ago.
Ugh, I've got to start inviting more people over then.
Right? I feel like that's the go-to. Is whispering.
Although, I did get free champagne the other day.
Ooh.
I mean, drinking on the spot, but.
I love champagne, though.
I do, too. We were doing a pool day, and we decided mimosas. What the fuck? Why not?
Yeah. And it was I'm a big primo. Champagne person.
It's kind of my absolute favorite. It's the favorite. I don't know. It's like my favorite tipsy, because I'm just bubbly and happy.
And it happens a lot faster than with wine, too, to me.
Yeah. And it's my favorite nap.
Yes, thank you.
Post-brunch nap? Oh, fuck me. That hits the spot.
So that's the... a little bit of salt in there. I used to do brunch like almost every Sunday with a friend. And we'd go to this place downtown that served mimosas, and like poinsettias and other such champagne-based drinks.
But they served champagne-based specialties.
They served them in mason jars like this one. And I would get like two of them.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. I like my pickles champagned. And oh my God, I have like two of them, and I'd have to come home and have a nap.
God, just Get me a God of Mimosa sounds good right now. At least it's the evening time, so it's not what? Like alcoholism yet.
Well, tonight I am not drinking, but
neither
I am eating this mac and cheese. Unless you meant that delicious Powerade that I had a minute ago, which I needed it after that hike. You know, I will say that is the other way that I'm coping is we're doing more exercise quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that does help.
And that may be also something that's helping me is I've been hitting the gym. Although I will say the past few weeks I've been off schedule because of Thunder games and things like that. But this week alone, I'm getting back into it and I can feel myself getting happier again. So apparently scientists have been right about that endorphin release shit.
It's really annoying. I hate that they're right about it, but they're 100% correct. Like, it does make you happier.
Fuckers.
And I know. That's where today I was like, I know I need to go work out after I get off work. And normally I would go to the gym. I was like, man, I don't want to be around people. I want to work out, but I don't want to be around people. So I'm going to go for a hike, even though it's like hot and gross and it's been raining every day, just about. And it wasn't nearly as wet on the trails as I thought it would be. So that was nice. It was a little bit warm, but not so warm that I couldn't cool off at certain times. And then I found this cool ass turtle on the trail. And I was like, you know what? This is worth it.
Nice.
Yeah. There are a lot of bugs out. I text Joe on my way home and I was like, hey, I'm going to go for a hike. Do you want to go with me or do you want to go to the gym? And he texts back. He's like, oh no, I need my AC. So you have fun. I was out on the trail and I got like probably a mile and a half in. And I was like, text him. I was like, you would have hated this.
Ugh, God. I mean, I went to the gym, showered, went and walked Reggie, and I was just pouring sweat.
And I'm like, sweating right now.
My shirt's getting soaked, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sweating presently because I sweat earlier, and so I broke the seal.
Also,
I don't know why I thought that pot, like, there's just so much. Is that clear on the bottom? I'm sorry. That broke
my
brain.
No. That is reflective. It's all stainless steel.
Oh, okay. I just see the spaghetti on the bottom of it.
Yeah, so I love this thing because it's like a steamer and a strainer. So you can steam veggies in it. It's nice. Lovely. And then, of course, it's like a strainer, so you can, you know, do spaghetti in it or whatever you cook. Like, you can cook a lot of stuff in it and just, for example, if you did a boil, you could like cook the boil in it and then just lift it out and strain it.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. I feel like the way we make pasta around here probably wouldn't hurt us to have one, but
Gruta fell in love with this thing. I've had it several years now.
We also have like not a lot of clearance over our stove, so like there's like maybe a foot and a half of clearance from my stovetop to my microwave.
Boo. And it's
problematic a lot. I know. Next place we get, I need a like very open stovetop. Open and well ventilated because I boil a lot of things.
Ugh, my friends have a gorgeous kitchen in their house that they custom built their house and it just.
Do you ever walk into somebody's kitchen and think, wow, I am so poor.
Yeah, but theirs.
Yeah, so we've got a friend whose parents live in Bixby, and we went down there to visit when he was down visiting from Delaware. And I walked into their kitchen, and I was like, they had this massive island in the center of it. And I say, I mean massive. I mean, I couldn't reach the center of the island with my arms, and I got long-ass arms. And I was just like, how do you, they had like flowers in the middle of it. And I legitimately asked his mom, I was like, how do you change those? Do you have like a claw arm that you use to get them back and forth? And the answer was yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Yeah. I was like, that is so wild. I was like, I grew up with linoleum floors that were like peeling at the corners.
Yeah. I have friends that have a patio door that like opens French door style. And then also it's like windows beyond that and it'll fold open. So it's a full open wall.
That is insane.
My mother, when she married my stepdad, sold our old house for $15,000 less than that door cost.
Jesus.
And so when they tell me things like that, oh, there's that spice. It's not bad.
It all collected in one spot.
It's not bad. I just wasn't ready for it.
That's hilarious.
Ah, 10 out of 10 would do it again. But yeah, I remember, like, I was just like, oh, fuck. You're rich. I'm poor.
Yeah, that's what, there are those moments that you have where you're like, oh, the wealth disparity here is wild.
And anything. And of course, it's so annoying because then I say that and all I can think of is Scary Movie 2. The author of my book, you're dead, or I'm rich, you're dead, or whatever it is.
Yeah, you're dead, I'm rich.
That's what it is. I always get them backwards.
Yes. What actually is funny is when I explain to people, like, when I say eat the rich, I don't mean those people. Those people are rich, but they're not like rich, rich. Cause then I wonder, like, what are the homes of billionaires like, you know?
Yeah. If you have a multi-person staff at your house,
yeah,
you're that rich that I'm thinking of.
If you got like a private chef who lives on site and like never leaves and like does all of your dinner parties and travels with you to all of your island homes, you're the person I'm talking about.
Yeah. If you have two yachts parked out front, one husband and a wife, you're the person I'm talking about.
Ooh, let's see if this is cheesy enough.
Mm-mm. It ain't easy being cheesy.
So I was telling you about that place called Effing Hamburgers. We go there with some regularity and we went there one day and they were out of mac and cheese. So the owner gave us this container of Whiz, cheese Whiz that they make. And he just gave it to us. Nice. And said, if you've got pasta at home, just throw it in there. I was like, shit. Okay.
You like looked up and you're like, do I have pasta?
Well, I always have pasta. If I don't, I can make it.
That's it.
So, like, it was awesome. And it's this husband and wife couple that run it. And it's just so nice to, like, have little local businesses like that. And they're super cool, very friendly. They're always, like, really nice when we go see them. Oh, yeah. You know, I think I might just go nuts for donuts. What's the whole thing in here?
I will say,
fuck it.
I love that we've started cooking during this because I feel like days like today, trying out some stuff.
I love it because it gives me something to do instead of just sitting there and staring at a camera.
Yeah. And it's not as like comedic as our other show where it's fine sitting and staring at a camera because we're like laughing.
Laughing. Yeah.
This one's like
a little more somber.
Yeah. I mean, we're funny. We can be funny.
Yeah, but we also talk about, you know, very heavy topics like politics.
And politics.
And politics. And family.
If you're watching, you may be wondering why I'm not laying this on a plate. And it is specifically because my webcam to watch the stove is actually connected to my cabinet. And I don't want to open it.
That's funny because I've gone... That you've probably seen me the last episode probably saw me do it a couple of times where I reached up to get something, realized that I don't have access to a whole cabinet presently because of the way my setup is. And so I just abandoned that and I looked in the dishwasher and there wasn't anything that I wanted in there.
And you're seeing like my cluttered mess on the counter maybe because I got tired of walking to the trash can. So now I just like collect it in one spot and throw it away when I'm done. Plus, I need to take the trash out tonight, which, I'll be honest, this valet trash life where all I do is just put the bag in a container and set it out by my door, that's kind of nice.
That's wild. That I forgot to take our trash to the curb last night, so.
Yeah. And then it's so nice to not be like, oh, fuck, I forgot to take my trash cans out to the curb for trash day.
So, and so that's like, what happened to us. They're not full.
I just throw it in a dumpster all the time. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really mind taking the trash out. It's one of the few things that just doesn't bother me whatsoever. But you know what has been bothering me lately? And this is completely unrelated to what brought this up, but I hate changing the paper towel roll. Lately, it's been pissing me off. And I know for a fact that Joe replaces the paper towels. I know that he does. I physically see the evidence of it happening. But in my head, when we run out of paper towels, because I'm cooking so often, I feel like I'm the only person in the world who ever has to change it. And I know that's not true. So just hear me out, because I understand that Joe is, in fact, changing the paper towel rolls. He is replacing them. I just, in my head, my brain says, why do I always have to fucking do this? It's my own personal Sisyphean boulder of thing to do at the house, is always replace the goddamn paper towel roll. And I don't know what that's about, but that's a new thing about me. And so I have to like temper my thoughts about it every time it happens, because I'm just like, you know that it's not true that you're the only person changing this. Like, you know it's not true. You understand that. But the feelings that arise when I have to do it, ooh, those are very real.
You know, I kind of feel that way about laundry. Although I'm... okay. Here, let me go down this path really fast. I am jealous of couples.
Yep.
Because you guys can split stuff. I have to do everything by myself. I have to think of everything. I have to change everything. I have to do everything. It's annoying. I have to be responsible for literally everything. I don't get that opportunity.
Wow. Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's, like, every time couples talk to me and they're just like, we have to do this, I'm just like, I don't give a shit. I have to do it all, always.
Yeah, but it's always like twice as much stuff to do in certain ways. Like, there's twice as much laundry. There's twice as many dishes. Like, you're not wrong, but you're also not exactly right.
No, I'm right.
Oh, well, no, you're not. So
I'm in my own echo chamber right now in my mind. Ah, yes. And I'm so very right.
You're in the same place I am when I'm convinced that I'm the only person who changes the fucking paper towels.
Yeah. And I'm super right. Like, definitely not wrong. I've never been wrong in my entire life.
Okay. So now we're just lying on the therapy pod?
Is that not part of life? Do we not lie sometimes?
Yeah, no, it's true. But I thought here, you know, would it a little more of a sacred space.
Oh, not... yeah, for lying. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, God. But I don't know. I feel like we have stuff. But also, Joe and I are not, like, super neat people. We're on the messy side. So there is that.
I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm actually getting worse at it, because I'm just like, fuck it, I ain't chasing this shit down.
That's honestly how I feel most of the time. I'm just like, oh, why? Why am I worried about this? Joe tries to make the bed every day, and I should be more proactive about it, but I forget is what happens.
I did start doing that a while back because I don't know. I kind of appreciate it. And it also, like, when I don't, what happens over time is it starts to just like fall off the bed when I climb in it. And every time I make it, it's set back to its normal place. So I don't lose it so easily.
Yeah, I can see that. I think there is also something to be said about, like, when you go to bed at night, having a made bed to sort of like peel back and get into.
Just for sights. This is how my spaghetti came out.
That looks good. Is that pre-shredded parm?
Pre-crumbled? Yeah, I cheated.
The little, like, from the green bottle? Okay.
Absolutely cheated.
That's a meaningful choice.
No, I wasn't feeling fucking with you. Wasn't feeling like doing work tonight.
It's fine.
As I made a whole spaghetti meal.
That is what threw me off. Is like, you're like, I'm gonna make this sauce from scratch. I'm gonna do all this, and I was like, oh, so we're just putting the green stuff on there, huh?
So I'll tell you even what happened there. I went to the grocery store to pick up all my ingredients, and I was like, this is gonna be so fresh and so delicious, and I'm gonna do it all from scratch because I haven't done it in a while. As I'm driving, I'm like, fuck, I forgot the goddamn cheese. And so this is my container of cheese that goes on pizza.
You know, that makes sense, because that parm on pizza, that's
top
good.
Notch. Yeah. And so plus. I was like, well, I'll skip one corner and it'll be the final piece.
Yeah. Just seems like a, you know, a little lack of attention to detail on your part, but
oh, okay.
I still love you.
Listen here, Judge Judy.
Also, you guys can say hi to Joe. He's in frame.
Hi, Joe.
He said hi.
Hi.
He can't hear you thanks to the powers of technology.
I can. I'm just not listening.
Oh.
Reggie, why don't you get out? You're so close. We have like less than a minute left. You just have to hold it together before
listeners,
I see you.
We kind of tapered off here at the end. Things got distracting.
Things got very distracting. You know what? And we could technically end it like 30 seconds early. It's our show.
Yeah, it is our show. So you didn't get a full half hour this time, but...
We went over last time. Fuck off.
We went over. So we go over sometimes. We're taking this back. What you don't know about my time is that I can reclaim it.
Exactly. So I hope you all have a wonderful week.
Yes. Bye, listeners.
Bye.
The clock is wrong here.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the US or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it, and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.